Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been holding space for something really important, and I want you to know right from the start that if you're watching this, you're already doing something beautiful. You're seeking understanding, you're looking for ways to support your child, and that makes you an absolutely wonderful parent. Today, we're going to talk about something that's been weighing on many parents' hearts. When school starts to feel overwhelming for our little ones, when the expectations feel too big, when our 6 or 7 year old comes home and their little shoulders are carrying worries that seem far too heavy. If this is happening in your home, I want you to take a deep breath with me right now, because you are not alone and your child is going to be okay. The magic book has shown me something really important about this moment in childhood. Children who are 6 and 7 years old are in such a tender developmental phase. Their brains are growing and learning at an incredible pace, but here's what's so important to understand. The part of their brain that manages stress, that helps them cope with pressure, that allows them to say, "This is hard, but I can handle it," that part is still developing. It's still growing. It's still learning. So when your child feels overwhelmed by academic expectations, when they say school is too hard, when they seem stressed or anxious about learning, they're not struggling because something is wrong with them. They're having a completely normal response to feeling like the demands are bigger than their current capacity to manage them. And that is such important information for us as parents. Doctor Mark T. Greenberg from the Learning Policy Institute has done beautiful research on this, and he says that social and emotional competencies are essential to learning, positive development, and success in school, careers, and life. What he's telling us is that our children's emotional well-being isn't separate from their academic success. It's the foundation of it. The U.S. Department of Education has emphasized that stress reduction and mental wellness should be prioritized as foundational elements of educational support. Not as extras. Not as nice-to-haves. As foundations. Because when children feel emotionally safe, when they feel supported, when they know that struggling doesn't mean failing, that's when real learning happens. And here's something else the magic book taught me that I think is so beautiful. The American Academy of Pediatrics has shown us that children in early elementary years still need play-based learning. They still need discovery. They still need time to explore and wonder and make mistakes without pressure. This isn't because they're not capable of academic work. It's because their brains learn best when they feel safe, curious, and connected. So what does this mean for you, my friend? It means that when your child is feeling overwhelmed, the answer isn't to push harder. The answer is to pause and ask, what does my child need right now to feel safe and supported? Sometimes they need us to validate their feelings, to say, I hear you. School does feel really big right now, doesn't it? That must be hard. When we validate their experience instead of dismissing it or trying to fix it immediately, we're teaching them that their feelings matter, that it's okay to struggle, and that they're not alone. Sometimes they need us to look at the expectations and ask, are these developmentally appropriate? Is my child being asked to do things that their brain isn't quite ready for yet? And if the answer is yes, then we get to be their advocate. We get to talk to teachers, to adjust homework time, to create more balance between learning and play. Sometimes they need comfort. They need to know that even when things feel hard, there are people and places and activities that help them feel calm again. The magic book showed me a beautiful story about this. It's called The Comfort Keepers of Meadowbrook Farm, and it's about two friends named Rumi and Freya who face disappointment when their plans change unexpectedly. In the story, they discover that the gentle animals at a petting farm, the soft fur, the patient hearts, the quiet presence, these become sources of comfort and healing. And through this experience, they learn something wonderful. That when things feel overwhelming, when disappointment or stress feels too big, there are always comfort keepers available. There are always sources of gentleness and peace that can help us feel better. After you read this story with your child, you can have such a beautiful conversation. You can ask them, who are your comfort keepers? What helps you feel calm when things feel too big? Maybe it's snuggling with you. Maybe it's their favorite stuffed animal. Maybe it's drawing or playing outside or listening to music. When children can identify their own sources of comfort, they're building resilience. They're learning that overwhelming feelings are temporary and that they have tools to help themselves feel better. The research is so clear on this, my friend. When schools and families implement strategies that focus on social-emotional competence, children develop stronger resilience, better emotional regulation, and improved academic engagement. It all works together. When we support their hearts, we're supporting their minds. So here are some gentle strategies you can try. First, create a calm-down space at home. A cozy corner with soft pillows, maybe some books, some quiet toys, a place where your child can go when they need to reset. Let them help create it so it feels like theirs. Second, build and transition time after school. Don't jump right into homework or questions about their day. Give them 20 or 30 minutes to decompress, to play, to have a snack, to just be. Their nervous system needs that time to shift from school mode to home mode. Third, check in about sleep. When children are stressed, sleep often suffers, and when sleep suffers, everything feels harder. Make bedtime a priority. Create calming routines. Read stories together. The Magic Book and I have so many beautiful bedtime stories that can help with this. Fourth, watch for perfectionism. Sometimes academic pressure creates a fear of making mistakes. If you notice your child getting upset over small errors or refusing to try new things, gently remind them that mistakes are how we learn. Share your own mistakes. Normalize the learning process. And fifth, stay connected with their teacher. Not in a confrontational way, but in a collaborative way. Share what you're noticing at home. Ask how your child is doing in class. Work together to create a support system that honors your child's developmental needs. You know what I love most about this journey, my friend? Every single challenge our children face is an opportunity for them to learn something important about themselves. When your child is feeling overwhelmed right now, they're learning that it's okay to struggle. They're learning that asking for help is brave. They're learning that their feelings matter. And they're learning that you will always be there to support them. The Magic Book whispers this to me all the time. Children don't need perfect parents. They don't need parents who have all the answers. They need parents who show up, who listen, who validate, who advocate, and who love them through the hard moments. And my friend, that's exactly what you're doing. So take a deep breath. You're doing beautifully. Your child is going to be okay. And the Magic Book and I are here for you every step of the way. If you want to explore the comfort keepers of Meadowbrook Farm or any of our other stories about resilience and emotional regulation, you can find them all in the Book of Inara app. We've created these stories with so much love, specifically to help children navigate moments just like this. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's well-being. And thank you for trusting me to walk alongside you on this journey. With love and starlight, Inara.